Well, Lifehouse held big celebration on Monday to cut the ribbon and talk about an expansion, the loft at their Lighthouse facility. Maud Dornfeld is the executive director, and she joins us this morning to tell us a little bit about this latest accomplishment by Lifehouse. Hey, Maud, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you with us. So,
great to be here.
What is the loft, and how is it different than the services and then what Lifehouse is already doing or has already been doing up to now?
Yeah, the loft is going to be a new 10-bed teen emergency shelter. It will be located in our building right above the drop-in center. And it's different than our other housing programs because both due to its proximity to our drop-in services, and also due to the fact that it's short-term emergency crisis housing. Our other housing programs range in length from 2 years to permanent. And so what we've been lacking so far is a place where kids can get off the streets immediately if they're homeless on any given night.
Now, in the news release that you sent out talking about this, you said that on average there are 100 youth in Duluth every night without a place to call home. And granted, not all of these kids are in crisis. But when you look at opening a 10-bed expansion, I don't want to rain on your parade, but it's kind of like you see how big a gap there still is between the need and what the community can offer. What do we do next? Where do we go from here?
You know, we're just chipping away, adding programs and adding beds as we can. Between Lifehouse and Lutheran Social Service, we added 25 beds already this year. Lutheran Social Service is the Center for Changing Lives, and Lifehouse just opened. We took a whole floor of the Gateway Towers just last month. And so, you know, we're just cumulatively adding beds to the community. And over time, we hope that we'll get to a point where we have enough beds to get every kid off the streets who needs one.
Well, it's really an impressive program. And of course, as you go forward and you try to engage the community in asking people to contribute and to get behind these efforts, what do you find is your greatest challenge? Is it finding the physical space to put people, because of course housing in this community is a challenge, or is it combating attitudes about why a kid would perhaps end up homeless?
Well, you know, it's both. I think there's a lot of misunderstandings about how kids end up on the street. A lot of people assume that the majority of kids that come to Lifehouse are runaways. They just don't want to follow their parents' rules. They'd rather run free on the streets. And nothing could be further from the truth. The vast majority of kids that we see either have, basically fled their homes due to a lack of safety and or, more often than that, just simply have no place to call home. Their caregivers have abandoned them. And it's tough to see homelessness in our community. You just don't see a lot of kids sleeping out on the streets because, frankly, it's kind of cold out there. And they find a way to get themselves off the streets, but it might be something like sleeping in an abandoned building or sleeping in a car or sleeping in a tent or, you know, even in the worst-case scenario, having to stay in something like a drug house where they're really placed in harm's way. And the other, you know, flip side of that is there just is a real lack of affordable housing across the board in Duluth. And so it's really tough, even if we had resources to pay rent for a young person, to find a place where we can put them.
I'm always curious about where some of our preconceptions come from, and I notice them in myself and the people that I know, and I kind of wonder where this comes from. Why is it easier for someone to assume that a kid doesn't want to follow their parents' rules and wants to, you know, quote-unquote, run free on the street than it is for a person to assume that the kid has a legitimate reason, again, caregivers that have abandoned them or that are behaving in unsafe ways. Maybe they are sexual predators. Maybe they're abusive. Maybe they are struggling with substance issues. Where do we get these assumptions? Because if we actually knew kids who were homeless, we'd know they were wrong. So where do we get our misinformation?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it is just it's lack of awareness of the issue generally. And then, you know, most of us can't imagine not loving our children, not caring for our children. And so the thought that there are kids out there who don't have that just seems so foreign that it seems like it just can't possibly be. So I think it's just a combination of those things.
And in a sense, that's a good thing. I mean, it's a mm-hmm. good thing to live in a world where you, the baseline is that you love your children and you expect that, and that's what's expected, you know, kind of in a society. Well, Maude, this is a fascinating conversation, and it's wonderful to see, again, organizations like Lifehouse and Lutheran Social Services and CHUM and all of these other organizations chipping away, as you mentioned, at this issue. And thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us this morning.
You're very welcome, Lisa. Thank you.
Maude Dornfeld is the executive director of Lifehouse. And they just opened a new crisis shelter, a teen emergency shelter, 10 beds, and held that celebration for that expansion on Monday.